It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Radio-controlled vehicles, a robotic petting zoo, and 3D printed toys are just a few examples of the exhibits you'll find at the Maker Faire this weekend at the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh. It's billed as a celebration of creativity. Joining us to address how we can revel in the spirit of making things is Dale Daugherty. He's the founder and executive chairman of Maker Media Incorporated and the creator of Maker Faire. Dale Daugherty, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
What are makers? How do you define them?
Well, I define it really broadly because makers is almost just an umbrella term. You know, we might be roboticists, we might be crafters, we might be cooks, and all of them are makers. It's really just anyone that builds, creates, shapes, makes, you know, puts things together. And in many ways, I think one of the elements of Maker Faire is that we're using technology often to transform materials and turn it into something that means something to us and to other people.
And you say all of us are makers, and some might wonder, well, how can that be?
Right. Well, I think we're born makers. I think it's something we are capable of doing if we have the opportunity to develop it. And I think previous generations might have not thought that to be an unusual statement. But I think today we often see ourselves as consumers and not really producers. And I want to change that. I want to bring, you know, this sort of creative spirit, but also this sense that, you know, we actually enjoy making, we enjoy creating things that didn't exist.
Why have we gotten away from that? I think that a lot of people would certainly agree with when you say that we've become more of a nation of consumers than a nation of makers, which we used to really pride ourselves on being. Why is it that we're so many of us are willing to just kind of step back and let things be done for us as opposed to doing them ourselves?
Yeah. Well, you know, I think it is part of consumer culture to feel like we can buy anything that we want and that will satisfy us. And I think part of what the maker movement is about is that's not so satisfying after all. We're kind of bored and disengaged, and you look at kids in school and things, and how do we change that? And so I think making is a higher form of engagement, you know, using your mind, using your body, you know, engaging with the world around you. And I think that's just far more satisfying than opening a package and pressing a few buttons.
And what are makers making, or what should makers be making?
Well, really, the delight, and you'll see it at Maker Faire Pittsburgh, is they're making all kinds of things. Things that will surprise you, things that will make you laugh, things that will make you ask questions. You know, robots that are moving around and you know, things that have electronics inside of them that trigger because of motion or light or... And so a lot of what you see at Maker Faire is a lot of interactive things that... They're designed like games almost to play with. And so, you know, it really is a broad range of things. And we, you know, open, you know, this weekend, so I haven't seen everything that'll be out there. But it's such a wonderful experience walking around a maker fair, meeting the makers, talking to them, seeing what they're doing. And usually this is not their day job. This is something they do at night or weekends. But they have great passion for it. And that's what I think drew me to makers from the beginning.
How does Pittsburgh rate as a maker's town?
Well, I think you have all these wonderful elements of, you know, great universities, really sort of a tech economy, and sort of the legacy of Pittsburgh as a manufacturing and steel town. You know, it's really the confluence of those things, just like your rivers here, that I think make it a great maker city. And I think, you know, really part of the goal of Maker Faire is to project that into the future, you know, to in a sense infect our kids with this idea of being makers so that they see themselves as creating that future, as building new things, just as people in the past saw themselves as building a city and building businesses and building, you know, art and other things as part of that city.
When you talk about the future, I mean, how does it really look? To me, it seems maybe a little bleak. And I say that because so much of what is made is farmed out. As a country, we're asking other people to make things for us, or at least do the manufacturing. And you talk about people being passionate about making things, you know, in addition to what they do just to pay the bills. Are we encouraging? Certainly someone like you is, but is our system of capitalism conducive to a maker's movement in America the way it once was here?
Yeah. Well, I think we're seeing new tools and technologies that allow things to be made in small batches more efficiently. I think robotics is part of that, but so is 3D printing. And you see places locally like Tech Shop where you can go make something and create a prototype. You know, probably if you're making a million things, you might still do it in China. But I think, you know, whether it's artisanal or other segments, you're going to find things that can be made locally. And sometimes what drives it is that it's customization. It's that you an area that's really taken off is people creating prosthetics with 3D printers. And this is the people themselves building and designing and making, you know, an artificial limb. And they can make it look however they want and whatever size they want. And they may be making one of them, but they might make it again in 6 months later. Ran in a maker fair, a father from Cincinnati who had never heard of 3D printing, but just within a year had started learning to create a hand for his son. And, you know, that was a project, and it enabled and empowered them to do that. So, you know, some of us look at this as advanced manufacturing, a new way forward for Americans to be able to make things. We don't know yet the scale of it. I don't know that it will necessarily replace or restore manufacturing in America, but it holds promise. And I think the more people that get involved and figure it out, the better.
Are we encouraging young people? Certainly what you're doing this weekend, this whole event, is about engaging young minds and with this idea of building things. At the same time, there almost seems to be this mentality in the country, not everywhere, but sort of a fear of kids going off on their own and doing things. You know, the idea that don't touch that, stay away from this. A kid makes a clock, he brings it to school, and someone thinks it's a bomb. I mean, are those the things that you're working against in this movement?
Yes, absolutely. Ahmed Mohammed was at our New York Maker Faire. We brought him up from Dallas and kind of see that he's part of a community of people who do create those things. I think we need to create a better understanding in our school systems for the kinds of things people might even build outside of school. And if you go back and look at some of the great scientists and engineers that have helped to shape culture, you know, they had chemistry sets at home that were kind of dangerous. They liked to blow things up. They liked to do things that today would be probably looked at as, you know, as criminal.
Somebody would report the parents.
Exactly. So, but, you know, I have to say danger is is an effective learning tool sometimes. And, you know, I don't want anybody to get hurt, mind you, but, you know, look at skateboarding. Look at any kind of extreme sport out there that is attractive to kids, and it has an element of danger to it. And I think we should just think more about giving kids permission to play and to experiment and to try things. And I think that changes their motivation quite a bit.
It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. We're talking with Dale Daugherty. He's founder and executive chairman of Maker Media Incorporated, creator of the Maker Faire, which is happening at the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh this weekend. In your TED Talk online, you show people riding around in electric muffins. Do we really need stuff like that, Dale?
Absolutely. You know, we need more of them. You know, I think one of the things Maker Faire and this, you know, the grounding of it is fun. You know, people do things that they enjoy. And the more that you see making as something that you enjoy, the more of it you'll do. And so, you know, some people built electric muffins and took them to Burning Man, and we brought them to Maker Faire. And when you see them around, it makes you smile. And, you know, inside of it is, you know, an electric vehicle in ways. And I think, you know, not all of these things have to be practical. Not every kind of creation has to make sense. This is really about using your imagination and taking an idea and turning it into something that you can share with other people.
And you say makers are radicals and subversives anyway, right? Yeah. So,
well, I think in some ways, because we're outside the mainstream, this is subversive. I mean, it's subversive to education. To, you know, I don't want kids sitting in seats in the back of a classroom bored and doodling. I want them at a workshop where they can make stuff, where their mind is engaged and they're thinking, oh, if I do this, this will happen. And that's really the process of learning that we don't have in school. And similarly, instead of people sitting at home and opening a package, I want them to maybe go out somewhere and, you know, a maker space or a tech shop and learn a new skill, do something that's fun. You know, it could be knitting, sewing, robotics, electronics. There's tons of categories. One of the most popular things at Maker Faire is learn to solder. And who would have expected that people line up on a Saturday or Sunday morning and wait 20 minutes to sit down for a 15-minute soldering project and walk away with a little badge? But it's something that's hard enough that most people haven't done that it's like a gateway into making.
Well, and that goes along with another one of the things that you talk about, which is you've identified makers as people that harvest technology. So it's about maybe kind of getting your hands back into that technology that we maybe have gotten away from because we're so developed. You know, we've come so far so fast that we seem to forget how we got there. And is part of this sort of getting back into the idea of understanding how we harvest technology?
Yeah, I think harvest is a good word because you can almost think of the equivalent to cooking. In many ways, there's probably more cooks today in America than any other time. People that are pretty good cooks. And to some degree, that's sort of a cultural change that media and things like, you know, television shows about cooking and cookbooks and all that. And, you know, yet at the same time, we have probably as much fast food as ever. And it's sort of the yin and yang of our culture. And I guess, you know, I'm trying to do at least balance out some of that consumerism with people who get involved and make stuff. And so that it's satisfying, it's meaningful to them, and they're able to do something that perhaps, you know, maybe they didn't think they could do. But the more they do it, the better they get. And that's sort of the cooking metaphor, too. And again, most of the time you cook for friends, you cook for family. You're not trying to be a gourmet chef. So a lot of making is about amateurs. And in this sense of the maker movement, and I really want to recognize people who do things, you know, a bit as a hobby, and things, opportunities come to you because you engage with other people and with projects.
So, what else should we know about the agenda for this weekend? Again, the Maker Faire is happening at Children's Museum of Pittsburgh tomorrow and Sunday. What are some of the activities?
Well, I think you'll find, you know, a full schedule on MakerFairePittsburgh.com and information about tickets and things. But, you know, you'll have talks, but especially encourage you to bring the whole family because there's lots of things to do, a lot of activities. Some of it, whether it's electric muffins or walking robots or talking robots, there's just a lot of stuff that you just never see. And it all comes together. It's really diverse, but it I think it'll surprise you. And what I really want you to take away is that this came from your own community. This is Pittsburgh's view of making, and these makers are largely from this region, and they're just like you. And you can get involved. You could become a maker and bring your thing next year to Maker Faire Pittsburgh.
It's Maker Faire at the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh. It's tomorrow and Sunday. We've been talking with Dale Daugherty. He's founder and executive chairman of Maker Media Incorporated and the creator of Maker Faire. Dale, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Thanks so much for joining us on Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening to Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA. If you missed any portion of the program or would like to revisit past segments, you can go to our website at wesa.fm. Until Monday, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Have a great weekend, everybody.